Letter to the Galatians. Teachers from Jerusalem went to the church of Antioch and taught that Gentiles had to obey the laws of Moses in order to be totally forgiven from their sins. After the Christians in Antioch rejected this doctrine, those same teachers went to Galatia, to the churches Paul and Barnabas had started during their first missionary journey. Paul found out that the Christians in Galatia were accepting this teaching, so he wrote a letter to them explaining their freedom in Christ. He said, "I'm shocked that you are turned away from the grace of God. These false teachers told you that you had to keep Jewish law in order to be completely saved, and you believe them. How can you be so foolish to accept this other gospel? I gave you the pure gospel of Christ. So even if an angel from heaven comes and tells you something different, that angel is cursed. Yes, you heard me right. Let me be perfectly clear. Anyone who preaches this heresy is cursed." Believe me, I understand what they're teaching. I love Jewish tradition so much that I tried to destroy the churches of God. But Christ saved me and called me to preach the gospel to Gentiles. He personally instructed me for 3 years in Arabia. Now listen. Those same false teachers came to Antioch and tried to enslave our believers. I didn't tolerate it for one moment. Absolutely not. The church finally sent Barnabas and me to Jerusalem to bring this issue before the apostles. They saw that God called me to the Gentiles in the same way Peter was called to the Jews. But later, I had to confront Peter on this very issue. He came to Antioch and ate freely with the Gentiles. But then some Jews came from Jerusalem. He immediately separated himself from his Gentile brothers. Other Jews joined him in this. Even Barnabas was pulled into this hypocrisy. I told Peter in front of everyone that this wasn't right. Here's the principle he was ignoring. In Christ, there are no Jews or Gentiles. There are no slaves or free, male or female. We all died with Christ when he was crucified. We rose from the dead with him, so now Christ lives in us. Salvation comes by the death of Christ, and it has nothing to do with keeping the law. Do you understand this? How are you so easily deceived? Did you receive the Spirit of God because you obeyed the law? Did God work miracles among you because you were so good? Absolutely not. It was because of your faith in Christ. Don't be so silly as to think that your keeping the law can add one thing to what God has done. God didn't even give Abraham righteousness because he kept the law. No, he was born 430 years before it was written. He was righteous because of his faith in God. The law was given later to show people that they are sinners and that they're condemned. It reveals our need to accept Christ. God said to Abraham, "All nations will be blessed because of you." Think of it. The promises given to Abraham are now given to you because of Christ. Are you going to turn your back on that? These false teachers want to take away these blessings, and they want to take away the freedom you enjoy in Christ. Don't let them do it. This freedom gives you the ability to serve others. Instead of worrying about the law, focus on being led by the Spirit of God. He'll keep you from things like immorality, going after false gods, being consumed with yourself, taking advantage of others, and losing control of your good senses. The Spirit of God brings you the gift of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. The law can't do that. The Spirit of God controls your thoughts and your desires. He gives you the power to gently restore those who have done wrong, to help others when they need you, to accomplish great things for God, to give to those who have invested their lives in you. Don't submit to the law. Instead, allow the Spirit of God to control your life. Listen, you can't fool God. You'll reap the results of what you do. Destruction awaits those who are controlled by fleshly desires. Life is given to those who let the Spirit of God use them to help others. God knows my heart, and He knows that I'm not writing to you so I can brag to others, that's what these false teachers are doing. No, I don't brag about anything except the cross of Jesus Christ. I was crucified with Him, so this world is dead to me. I carry the marks of this death in my body. Pay attention to what I say, and the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.